with you.
And also with you.
Listen to the good news proclaimed in the Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter reading from the 21st verse. Glory to Christ our Savior. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region round Galilee. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, our strength and our Redeemer. As I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel says that people were surprised at Jesus, at the way in which Jesus taught, because he did so with authority and he even commanded the unclean spirits. Now, the word used for authority in our reading is the Greek word exousia, which basically means out of being. An author is someone who speaks out of his or her own being. In other words, what is said or what is written down comes from within. It is his or her very own. And so Jesus spoke out of his being, out of who he was, out of where he came from. It was, as we would have it, validation of authenticity. It was genuineness. It was the real deal. It was confirmation that was given. And so, dear friends, many a time when we look at this piece of scripture, we make this about the intransigence of the religious leaders of Jesus' day and the hostility in their relationships. We so often state this situation in the negative rather than in the positive. For us, it is about power and authority. It is about who is in charge and who is not in charge. Who does this itinerant preacher carpenter think he is? We know him from here. He lives down the street with his family. What authority? Whose authority? Where does it come from? And so we need to be reminded this morning, dear friends, that this is not about them, but it is about Jesus. It's about him being portrayed in a positive sense. It is about the wow factor in the person of Jesus. There was something special about Jesus, something people could sense, and they were drawn to him for these very reasons. There was something different to Jesus than what we saw in the religious leadership of his day, the scribes and the teachers of the law. And hear me, the scribes and the teachers of the law had a particular purpose. They were important. They needed to interpret the law of God. They needed to tell people what scriptures said about holy living, what they should believe, and how they should conduct themselves. And that within itself is okay, because even Jesus told people to listen to them. But somehow, somewhere, there was a serious disconnect between what they taught and how they conducted themselves. Jesus, on the other hand, says scripture, loved the word of God, and he applied the word to himself, difficult as it sometimes must have had been for him. And so when Jesus spoke the truth, it was his truth, but also the truth of the Father. And this truth then communicated itself to others. And so the gospel reading today says that the people were amazed because Jesus taught with authority. They were impressed with how he taught and what he taught. They were impressed, in fact, by the very person of Jesus. But they were even more impressed, more amazed, when a demon, an unclean spirit, recognized the authority of Jesus and cried out in fear. And so, dear friends, can we discuss the topic of demons now? Do they exist? What says the scientists and the other disciplines amongst us? Well, we can argue as much as we want to and as much as we wish to, but they are there and they are often referred to in life itself. And these are not just mystical spirit figures, but they are manifestations of evil and bad things that are roaming the world in which you and I live. They are at times tacit, yes, and at other times they are tangible. So what do we do? We avoid darkness and dark places. We seek after and bring with us our own light. We carry torches, and we sometimes even bring about special markings on our doorposts so that we can keep the forces of evil out. In our world this day, dear friends, we install alarms and we put motion detectors in, and we align ourselves with armed response services so that we can fight off evil and fight off the demons of the dark. We now, dear friends, like then, are bound by fear, and sometimes I would even want to think terror, and this is what robs us of a good and a quality life. And so, yes, we can have this discussion, but the evidence seems irrefutable to me. Forces of evil exist, and some of these forces of evil are social in nature, yes, and some of them are personal. We live our lives in this world. We are possessed by lust and addictions. It does have the same result. Something else controls us and makes our lives unmanageable, unbearable, unpleasant to the extreme. These evil powers take over the lives of people. So the fears and the anxieties and the desires that hunker in the dark places of the heart and the mind control us until the light is shone upon us. But also spiritual powers that take over a person's soul, if it is allowed so to do. And yes, hear me when I say to you today, they do not only manifest as racial violence or domestic abuse. They are not just temptations that invite us as a people to throw our lives away for money or for sex or for drugs. But our gospel reading of today, dear friends, it's not just about demons and about the existence of demons or people possessed by them or people who want to avoid them or people who, if they are gutsy enough, would want to pray for those that are possessed or even want to perform exorcisms upon them. The word says that the real issue today is the authority of Christ in his teaching, his authority over demons. Forces that bind and control people and make them unwell. It is about Jesus being the very source of what is needed to get well and to stay well. It is about his compassion. It is about his heart. It is about him and his ability to meet people where they are and his ability to help them to be what he would have them be and take them to where they should be. It is about Jesus. It is about him proclaiming the word of God from within. It is about Jesus saying, my word should be enough. And yes, friends, whilst this is all okay, we also know that some people were offended by Jesus' way of teaching, by his person. They questioned his credentials, they questioned his pedigree, his authority, and his claims. And these people needed a demon to answer their questions and dispel their fears and their insecurities. And I quote scripture from the gospel. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And so this is Jesus. He is the Holy One of God. He can, says the word, speak with authority, and his words are God's words. And so, friends, the real point of today's gospel reading is that Jesus has the power and the authority to banish the evil that we experience in this world from our lives. There is right now in our world a virus making people tremble for fear behind bolted doors, hiding indoors, masking up, sanitizing, keeping good hygiene and social distance. There is a fear amongst us of becoming the next victim. There is a fear about the vaccine and its side effects. And there is quite a number of theories, conspiracy theories out there. So when we think about the economy, we think about the survival of people, we think about job losses, livelihoods, lives, we are kept in a grip of fear and uncertainty. There is increased violence and crime, drugs and other forms of addiction, dragging its victims around, says the word of God, in bondage. There is gender-based violence and other forms of abuse preying upon the most vulnerable in our society today. There is racism, classism, sexism, communism, capitalism, materialism, selfishness, self-enrichment, corruption, graft. There is teenage pregnancy, enticing would-be victims, closely followed by loose morals and abortions and ending of life. There is fear amongst us as a Christian people, fear about our role, our place, and our impact on society. We keep on asking, when are we going to become a beacon of hope to God's people again? There is fear amongst us of the secular swaying power over the sacred and diminishing our role and our influence as a faith community, as a people of faith who want to make a difference and make this world a better place with our human, frail, limited gifts and talents. And so there are real forces, evil forces, demons that need to be dispelled. And we cannot ignore them, and we cannot run away from them, and we cannot defeat them on our own. We just simply don't have the strength or the ability to do so. We are powerless, and these evil forces continue to affect and torment us. But then the word says that there is a power fully able to help us. And not just any power, a higher power, a divine power. That power is Jesus, because Jesus can help. He came to destroy evil, and evil knows it, and the word says, and it cringed at his sight. And so he's got the authority and the power to tell evil where to go. And so the message for us this day, dear friends, is twofold. First, it means that we, you and I, we can be set free from the forces that somehow keep us in bondage. And so as we submit ourselves to the Holy One, as we submit ourselves to God in Christ Jesus, he can banish from our lives those things that afflict us. And its effect may be immediate or not. Because for some, the bondage that they experience is utterly and completely removed immediately so. For others, dear friends, it is a one day at a time sweet Jesus process, until they finally find themselves right back in the light and far, far away from the darkness and the lurking evil of this world. So we can be set free. And now the word of God says, now that we ourselves have been set free from our demons and our forces of evil, we can play our part in redeeming others from their fears and from their evils and from their demons that is keeping them in bondage. Now that we have found help in Jesus Christ, we can enlist His help in our attempts to assist others with His authority. I think it's the Apostle Paul who tells us in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians the following, and I quote, "Our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." And so we should not be too quick, dear friends, to downplay the continuing reality of spiritual warfare and the need for spiritual healing in our own lives and in the lives of those around us. The more we are inclined to modulate the reality of an evil over which we have no control, the more we distance ourselves from spiritual forces that will be able to set us free from these evils and assist us. And so Jesus has the authority to teach and to heal. He's got the power to cast out demons and to grant new life to those who will receive it. And Jesus gives those who follow Him and those who believe in Him and those who trust in Him the very same authority. In the 3rd chapter of the Gospel of Mark, authority was given to His disciples to cast out demons and to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And so they went out, and they proclaimed His message. They were able to cast out demons to heal people through His name. And they did so before His death and after His resurrection. And not just this, we are told in Scripture by Jesus Himself that greater things will be ours in obedience to Him. And so, friends, this very day, we can claim the same authority that is on offer and show others in the world that we can, in the power of Jesus, dispel the forces of evil, and we can do so in word and in deed. We are offered the same power to speak and to act as Jesus did. And so as we become less, He becomes more. As we follow Him, He empowers us. As we grow weaker, His power increases. As we surrender, His truth is revealed and released within. And so like Him, we need to show compassion. We need to show heart and a readiness to meet people where they are and assist them to be what, who, and where they should be. And so in all, you and I should be found busy proclaiming His word from within, in what we say and how we act, and we ought to do so consistently, friends. Go out, speak, and act with the same authority of Jesus, and perform the miracles that you and you and you are called upon to perform. And when we do this, we fulfill the expectation of the gospel on each one of us. And so blessed be the name of God this day and forever, as we ask this in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.